Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let me clear my throat here. I'm going to have to sip the coffee here. Make things better. There's a group of people who control what you're allowed to see. And the news you read, the videos you watch, the posts you engage with. You haven't heard of them. You don't know their names. But they determine, through methods both direct and indirect, whether you'll be allowed to expose a particular message. And their decisions bankrupt companies and silence voices and fundamentally shift the cultural norm. Who are these guys? And how do they do this? At the top, you have a network of global elites who have created a universal framework full of guidelines and ratings designed to enforce approved narratives and punish disapproved ones. It sounds like a conspiracy theory, except it isn't secret, and we're not, you know, I'm not guessing at this here. So, first you have the World Economic Forum, the WEF, with their platform for shaping the future of media, entertainment, and culture. Second, you have the World Federation of Advertisers, the WFA, who represent mega corporations that control 90% of global advertising dollars. WFA members are who's who of global business, includes some of our recent woke-ified favorites like Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch InBev, Hershey, Procter & Gamble, Lego, and Disney. There is barely a billionaire, a Fortune 500 CEO, heavyweight philanthropist, government, or woke nonprofit that isn't associated with the WEF or the WFA. In 2019, the WFA established the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, or GARM. Shortly after that happened, the WEF adopted GARM as part of its platform to shape the future of media, entertainment, and culture. It's a cross-industry alliance that brings these mega corporations together with big tech companies like Meta, who owns Facebook and Instagram, Google owns YouTube, the CCP's TikTok, and even Snapchat and Pinterest. This unholy alliance created something they call the Brand Safety Floor and Suitability Framework. think of brand safety as a dog whistle for censorship. They say it themselves. The Brand Safety Floor means content not appropriate for any advertising support. So in other words, if you publish content that violates their guidelines, you will be blacklisted from 90% of the advertising revenue in the marketplace. So what have they decided to put in, you know, what's in the censorship framework? Now, they started with things they can universally agree on, like preventing the distribution of child pornography or the advocacy of graphic terrorist activity. But they don't draw the line at what is criminal or abusive or dangerous. They continue expanding the guidelines to include far more subjective parameters, like hate speech, anything surrounding transgenderism that they decide is dehumanizing, or discussing what they deem to be a debated social issue in an insensitive way, is off limits. Their framework is deliberately vague, allowing those in control to pick and choose whom they enforce it and against whom. So how exactly do the approved narratives set by these global elites get enforced all the way down to the daily content you consume? Let's start with NewsGuard. NewsGuard is an organization that formulates ratings for American media. They rank news sites on a 0 to 100 scale based on 9 supposedly apolitical criteria, which are anything but apolitical. They often align with left-wing positions. During the height of COVID-19, they falsely labeled and downgraded 21 news sites only well after the fact, admitting that they either mischaracterized the site's claims about the lab leak theory, referring to the lab leak theory as a conspiracy theory, or wrongly grouped together unproven claims. Then they tried to walk it back. NewsGuard apologized for these errors. We made the appropriate correction on each of the 21 labels. But if you look at the left-leaning things that they rate, you see the bias disappear. The Media Research Center, a free speech nonprofit, studied their ratings, and they found glaring examples of bias by NewsGuard. The left's BuzzFeed managed a 100 out of 100 perfect score, despite reporting on the Steele dossier and the collusion with Russia, you know. They found that the Global Times, a Chinese propaganda government outlet, scored a 39.5. That is 27 points higher than the U.S.-based conservative outlet, The Federalist. And despite a scandal at USA Today revealing the publication of multiple fabricated sources in their stories, they maintained a 100 out of 100 rating by NewsGuard. So the WEF and GARM and WFA are all actively working with social media companies to censor what they consider to be misinformation, which is very often just good information with which they disagree. And they're spending money. They're pouring billions of dollars into this. And when you look at the news, you need to feel as though you're getting all the information. And even if one source isn't giving you all the information, you can find another source. And all the sources together will give you a broad view of the world. But the World Economic Forum, the World Federation of Advertisers, and the Global Alliance for Responsible Media don't want you to have full view of the news. They want you to see what they want you to see. And they will work to prevent anyone from disseminating information they don't pre-approve. They are determining what you see, what you hear, and what you watch. And that's dangerous. Now, if you're listening to this, I probably don't have a good rating from GARM. It doesn't bother me much that I don't have a good rating from GARM. So that's okay with me. But we'll see what we see. Just know that when you're out there looking for information, and you should all be looking for information, that somebody's out there trying to control what's going on, what you see. They've spent the money, they had the money to spend, and they have spent the money. So now, you're aware, and this means you are forearmed. Forearmed is forewarned. So please keep that in mind. Whenever you're looking at anything, whenever you're looking at these sources, I see people all the time that come to me and they have just a plethora of information, but I'm wondering where they got it from. And it doesn't matter who it's about. You know, everybody's got a little skeleton here and there, and finding the skeletons doesn't really prove anything. That's anybody that's running for office today or in office today has skeletons. They have plural skeletons, because that's what it means to be human. But it's all in the presentation and the perception, if you will, of what's important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. The Fifth Circuit Yes, sir. The other day, a three-judge panel of at the Fifth Circuit has ruled that the ATF is likely to lose when the lawsuits challenging their pistol brace ban are fully heard and left in the injunctions blocking enforcement in place. I'm not surprised by it. And at the same time, the fact that I went out and took my one pistol and decided to go ahead and SBR that. Well, I did it. And a lot of you this year will SBR a gun. Not for the reason I SBR'd mine. And it's all cool. But... ATF has zigged and zagged on the use of braces for years. A number of injunctions have been issued by the lower court, in effect agreeing that the plaintiffs are likely to prevail on the merits. And here's a snippet. Under the final rule, it is nigh impossible for a regular citizen to determine what constitutes a brace pistol. And outside of the 60 contemporaneous adjudications that the ATF released, whether a specified brace pistol requires NFA registration. Various AR pistols without a recognizable brace may fall into the strictures of the final rule, and such an owner may not be on notice that his firearm is subject to criminal penalties without registration. Nor does the ATF bother to clarify the matter. They maintain that their six-factor test objectively assesses design features common to rifles, while simultaneously declaring that the objective criteria given to assess certain factors are not themselves determinative, and the adjudications are made on a case-by-case basis. Which, by the way, that should never be allowed to happen that way. Now, predictably then, the six-part test provides no meaningful clarity about what constitutes an impermissible stabilizing brace. The ATF did not provide explanations with its contemporaneous adjudication that certain weapons and platforms with stabilizing braces were SBRs under the final rule. Nor did the ATF provide a single example of a stabilizing brace with a handgun that would be permitted under the final rule. Nor is the final rule even logically coextensive with the examples provided in the proposed rule. Now that part was intentional. They meant to do it that way. It was meant to be that way. Examples lead to clarity, and clarity means the agency doesn't have wide latitude it likes to wield in, when, how, and against whom they enforce the regulations. And Firearms Policy Coalition, they released a press notice or a press release. Today, Firearms Policy Coalition and Firearms Action Foundation announced that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in Mock versus Garland, finding that FPC and FPCAF are likely to win on the merits of their lawsuit challenging ATF's pistol brace rule. Fifth Circuit also remanded the lawsuit back to the district court with instructions to reconsider the other preliminary injunction factors within 60 days. The ATF incorrectly maintains that the final rule is merely interpretive, not legislative, and thus not subject to the logical outgrowth test, writes Judge Smith in the court's opinion. The final rule affects individual rights, speaks with the force of law, and significantly implicates private interests. Thus, it is legislative in character. Then, because the final rule bears almost no resemblance in manner or kind to the proposed rule, the final rule fails the logical outgrowth test and violates the APA. They go on to state, to ensure relative stability, we maintain the preliminary injunction pending appeal that the motions panel issued on May 23, 2023, as clarified by the merits panel on May 26, 2023. This court's injunction will expire 60 days from the date of this decision or once the district court rules on a preliminary injunction, whichever occurs first. We direct the district court to rule within 60 days. Now, according to FPC, said in its simplest terms, the Fifth Circuit just indicated that the Plaintiffs' Firearm Policy Coalition, Maxim Defense, and FPC's individual members are likely to defeat the ATF. And this is a huge win for peaceful gun owners across the nation, a huge win for FPC's members, and yet another defeat for the ATF and the administration's gun control agenda. If you're a member of Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, you are sheltered currently from this rule, and you are part of the injunction. And if you have one of these, you should be a member of one of them, at the very least. I mean, now I went another way. But that doesn't mean anything, because I fully intend to have another AR-15 pistol with a brace. I fully intend to do that. But my AR-15 300 Blackout, that was built for me by Spikes Tactical, by Nick Goff, Cole Lou, they put it together. They were the ones that specified how it was going to be done. They put it together with me in mind, and I didn't want to lose it, and I certainly didn't want to get rid of it. So, everything was set up on this gun. All it had to have to be an SBR was a regular stock versus a pistol brace. So I went that route. I saved $200. I went that route. Some people were set out, are you a little squeamish? No, not really. Not really. I mean, the other day I went... Here's the thing you got to do with your you need to build a relationship with your FFL. You got to make sure, one, that they dot the I's and cross the T's, and they're never going to go away because of some clerical error, which I've done. Second, because they know what I do when I get multiple guns in. Like the other day, I got three AR-15s in from Spikes and one Staccato pistol. I'm picking up four guns. When they called it in, they said, this is a YouTuber, this is part of a review process, EIEIO, and I, as of this moment, I have not yet had a visit from the ATF. I'm sure I will. I may at some point. We'll see. And when they do, if they don't have a warrant, they're not coming in. But I will film it. That will be great content. That will be stupendous content. But for those of you that have a pistol-braced rifle or pistol-braced pistol, okay, join one of those two. Get under the umbrella. It's going to work out well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 people attempting to enter the country illegally at the southern border have been apprehended and their names found on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It is not good. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart with the Texas Border Coalition says this serves as a warning for the entire nation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are currently in Mexico meeting with President Lopez Obrador. The focal point of the discussions, as stated by the U.S. State Department, will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. Israel is currently showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. The same time, a communications blackout has affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's talk about this in a technical aspect, if we may. When you are on foot, when you're out and about, when you're not in a vehicle or anything else, you are now in a position where any combat that you get involved in is going to be involving somebody on the ground coming at you. Reaction time is crucial. And this is where you have to remember to be aware of proximity. Even a novice understands that proximity relates directly to danger. The closer the threatening entity can get, the more dangerous it is to you. Now, a bear at the top of a hill would certainly have my undivided attention, but we would all agree that it's better spotted at the top of the hill than to have it stand up from the brush right in front of us. Most of to harm us, most creatures with claws and teeth need to be at contact distance, and many can close that distance very quickly. That also comes into play when facing a human. There's a similar dynamic. And for a human being to harm you with either bare hands or a contact weapon, they need to be within contact distance. This is fairly obvious. A projectile weapon, a firearm, is different, and it can inflict damage over distance. So that making the need to be at contact distance, that makes that obsolete. But still, distance directly correlates to the danger posed by a threat with a firearm. It's
especially when dealing with untrained people, especially if armed with the most likely form of firearm, a handgun. Greater distance drastically favors the self-defender, especially a defender who can shoot. The closer an untrained yet ruthless thug is, the more likely they are to get lucky concerning marksmanship with a gun. Distance remains a great advantage, even when dealing with people with projectile weapons. But then the entire issue of distance gets a little more complicated than simply understanding that the more distance is more better. It also gets more complicated when dealing with an unarmed adversary, those armed with contact distance weapons. Now, a firearm, the projectile weapon, the justification for force to neutralize a legitimate threat armed with not with one is not very dependent on distance and proximity within reason. A threat with a firearm still on the other side of the parking lot is absolutely already a lethal threat, that, even at that distance. A threat that is not visibly armed or armed with a contact distance weapon may or may not be a threat yet, depending on the circumstance. Thus, it is here that the matter of learning how to manage distance gets murky, at least for most people. So, how much distance do you need to stay safe from a threat with only a contact weapon? And the answer is all of it. Unless you have done a lot of force-on-force training or been in a lot of fights, you probably underestimate the speed at which even an average human being can move, let alone a young, likely athletic male, the most common violent assailant. And the media doesn't do anybody any favors. They get out there, you know. Somebody armed with a knife is not really armed, I guess. You've likely heard of something called the Tooler drill, and this is a concept that is grossly misunderstood within the self-defense and shooting community. Dennis Tooler, the namesake of this drill, never declared his findings a drill, but actually an illustration of a principle. He found that on average it took a male aggressor 1.5 seconds to cover 21 feet. So if somebody's 7 yards away and is armed with a knife, they can likely be on you within 1.5 seconds. This principle is in no way a 21-foot rule, as a lot of people state. No way. And there is no hard and fast rule about 21 feet. Depending on the circumstance, a threat well beyond 21 feet, even if only armed with a contact weapon, can be an immediate threat. If within 21 feet, are you confident in your draw speed to make that shot in 1.5 seconds? And relying on such is, you know, sort of foolish, as only a bullet to the brainstem within that 1.5 seconds would generate a fast enough cease of hostility to keep you from getting stabbed. Realistically, a knife-wielding threat that means to close the distance and attack is too close at 50 feet. So how much distance? All of it. The most likely criminal tactic that a civilian would face is a ruse of some type that allows the bad actor to close distance before springing the attack. And the skill set of managing the unknown contacts, best synthesized by firearms instructor Craig Douglas, deals with how to effectively manage the encroachment of a potential threat. If you're dealing with something that makes your spidey senses tingle, well, you must maintain every bit of distance possible. Distance equals reaction time. You need to get assertive to halt the approach before the proximity eliminates your ability to respond. Managing distance is a must when it comes to personal defense. Being aware, knowing what's going on, knowing your limitations. The more distance you have, the better off you're going to be. Good training will go a long way, but only principles and common sense helps.
So you're going to educate the self-defender on how fast a human adversary can be and how quickly distance can be closed. This is the kind of education you're looking for, that you want. And how much distance should you maintain away from a threat? Once again, it's very simple. All of it. All of it. If you can manage to keep all of them away, keep all of them away. Keep them all the way away. Very, very easy. Very easy, very easy. The other thing about distance is this. This means that you're aware. Some people sit back there and they're like, what? Because you're too busy in your phone. You got to stay out of your phone. Too many distractions nowadays. I think it would be very interesting. It would be very interesting to take a week for me. For me to take a week and not be near a computer. Because computers were, gosh, they weren't really a part of my life until I got into my late 30s. I think. Not even sure about that. Awareness is everything. Awareness will help you maintain that distance. It will make you aware of the threat around you in that 360 degrees on the ground where you have to maintain distance. Just simply for reaction time. That's what you're looking for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here is a quote from Sun Tzu. An evil man will burn his nation so he can rule ashes. One of the promises that Barack Hussein Obama made when he was elected president was that he was going to fundamentally transform America. His spiritual successor, Joe Biden, has surely taken the fulfillment of that promise seriously. And we find ourselves in a more or less permanent and progressively worsening violent crime wave. And violent criminals, with the aid and the protection and encouragement of leftist politicians, are plying their trade with virtual impunity in the nation's metro areas, almost all controlled by Democrats. Ecumenical squalor, filth, lawlessness, and anarchy are all on the woke agenda, and they've not denied. And it wouldn't be that way if they didn't want it that way. It is so bad and dangerous in Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Memphis, D.C., all the decent people are all moving out. And they're moving to states and areas not controlled by leftist Democrats. Now, guidance offered to women with regard to personal safety, guidance proffered by the same liberals who manufactured the problem in the first place, always consists of mostly useless lifestyle modifications. Like, don't go anywhere alone. As if that were possible. Or advice that is conspicuously intelligence insulting, like stay away from the bad part of town. As if that were even remotely possible, particularly when one lives in the bad part of town, because you can't afford to live in any other part of town. I got some advice for you, though. I got something you could do. Buy a gun. Get your concealed carry permit. Get some training. Join something like the Armed Citizens Defense League. Always go somewhere armed. Be prepared at all times and places to defend yourself with gunfire whenever necessary.
is curious to that, or is curious that those in the media and the government definitely take that seriously, what I just said. And when with a lot of enthusiasm when they apply it to themselves, yet they tell you not to, or they avoid the subject altogether. In the same way, park rangers advise those hiking in bear country that they can bet their lives on bear spray. But when park rangers find themselves in the same bear country, they're armed with heavy weapons and rifles and shotguns shooting slugs. And it strikes me that the best advice when you take personal security seriously is to do exactly as they do. But not what they say. The right of self-defense is the foundation for both individual and national rights. By contrast, for liberals, grievance-based violence opens the door to progressive tyranny that they long for. That coming from Dan Greenfield. Now, another quote from Nehemiah, chapter 4, verse 23. We carried our weapons with us at all times, even when we went for water. Because what we're talking about here is personal safety. And lies pertaining to personal safety are regularly repeated by media-endorsed experts. And they're all agenda-driven and an effort on the part of the progressive politician and their media mouthpieces to convince citizens that the exponentially expanding wave of violent crime that's happening right now in front of us is all our imagination. Like, number one, state-sanctioned assisted distribution and use of illegal drugs, elimination of bail, elimination of incarceration, unenthusiastic prosecution, unenthusiastic defunded policing, legalization of theft, vandalism, squatting, and other former offenses all combine to reduce crime. And you can ask the residents of San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Atlanta, New York about this promised but ever illusory crime reduction. Number two, all guns must be banned from legal possession by average citizens. This will reduce gun violence. And she suggests that disarmed citizens could then defend themselves successfully using environmental weapons or empty hands from armed or violent felons who don't comply with the naive gun ban is an insult to my intelligence, particularly when politicians cynically exempt themselves from obeying their own laws. Number three, give violent criminals anything they want. Never resist. What do I do when what they want is to harm me and my family? They don't ever have an answer for that one, though. Number four, when confronted by armed citizens or criminals, simply run to a nearby gun-free zone. There you'll find CCTV monitored at least occasionally by unarmed security staff. Suggesting that in such a case, some security person will miraculously materialize and protect me from harm is the stuff of fairy tales. You're asking me to bet my life on it. As a nation, we are witnessing a very unholy alliance that weakens all that is good and decent and empowers all that is bad and sleazy, all by design. Money and distance, so often a shield for the comfortable, can only insulate for a limited time. As many among the well-to-do are unhappily, discovering. Happily for me, welcome to the real world. I'm so happy you're in the real world now. And ready or not, a bad neighborhood is coming to a place near you. Now, these two things that I've been talking about, there is nobody that's going to prevent a crime against you out there. The only one that can prevent a crime against you, and you're going to be completely reactive to it, is being armed and fighting the threat yourself. Being prepared to stop the threat yourself. Having gotten the training to stop the threat yourself. All those things have to go hand in hand. If you get the training, if you carry a gun everywhere you go, chances are you're not ever going to use it. Most likely. And that's a good thing. That's never a bad thing. It is a very good thing to not have to worry about using your gun. Because that changes your entire life. This is something that stays with you for the rest of your time. But the awareness that comes with it, this is what keeps you from being in the gunfight. Because all of the best gunfighters on the planet avoid the gunfight. They would win it with extreme competence. But they avoid it. Because even those who train to do it, they understand how bad it's going to be if they have to do it. And they sort of understand what's going to happen to them on a personal level if they do it. It's not like it is on TV at all. The physiological changes that you go through after you shoot somebody is it's amazing. It is amazing. It's one of those things that you never, it starts something that you never wake up from. And these guys know it. So they avoid it. Unless there is no avoidance of it. And then they bring it. Because they're prepared to bring it. And that's all that matters. Coming up next is going to be investigative reporter Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.